Hi, this is Ben Trefney, KALW's news director, and now is the time to support KALW. This is our spring membership drive, and we are asking for your support at KALW.org. Click the Donate Now button. Now, enjoy what we have to say.
KALW.
This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Bicyclists crossing the Bay Bridge's eastern span got some good news this week. KALW's transportation reporter Eli Wertschafter starts us rolling today.
The path begins in the flatlands of Emeryville. There's two lanes for bicycles and one lane for pedestrians, wheelchairs, and strollers. Before you reach the water, you pass acres of wetlands restoration projects, and you get unparalleled views of the East Bay's waste treatment plant. Once you link up with the bridge, it's 2 miles of slow and steady incline with your face against the wind. The path has been open since 2013, but access has been spotty. Until recently, the path stopped just short of Yerba Buena Island. It finally connected with the island last October. But until today, it was closed during weekdays. That's because the old Bay Bridge was being taken apart, and they didn't want you that close to a demolition site. For years, you could watch the old Bay Bridge from here as it slowly disappeared, piece by piece. Now, the last span of the bridge has floated away, and as of today, you can come out any day of the week. The ride back is the perfect downhill grade. It feels like flying. The pavement is smooth, you don't have to pedal, and you barely have to brake. Bike advocacy groups campaigned for this path for decades. Now they're pushing to build a bike bridge along the western span. Government agencies are studying potential designs. For KALW, I'm Eli Wertschafter.